saying the things you wish you could. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
Since the 1970s, the way Michigan approached auto insurance has been different than any state in America. Auto no-fault, it's called. But it's a different kind of no-fault insurance than maybe you've ever been accustomed to, because here in Michigan, if you're catastrophically injured in any accident involving an automobile, you could have been a pedestrian on a bike, in another motor vehicle, in the same car, you were covered for life with a catastrophic care fund that now has somewhere around $25 billion. And you were given basically the best treatment in the world. But that all changed when the governor signed a new law changing no fault and changing those lifelong provisions that happened in June. And a lot of people not happy about that decision. Joining me, Dr. Michael Andery, board certified by the American Board of Physical Medicine, Rehab, and the American Board of Medicine, the American Board of Physical Medicine. Doctor, a lot of things on your card, but what you really have is a lot of firsthand experience in auto no-fault, both as a provider and then having a loved one involved. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Let's talk first about your experience as a caregiver to people. Michigan had a model that was unique to the country. Please explain that.
Well, as a physician, I would say that our patients got the best, arguably the best post-acute care and the best care of anywhere maybe in the world. You know, my friends who are physicians across the country, when I would tell them how much care my patients would get for the last 25 years with regards to ability to be taken care of, ability to avoid nursing homes, they could be taken care of at home 24/7, and they could get lots of therapy, and getting wheelchairs was not a problem. The system worked great for them, and my doctor friends were jealous, frankly. There was no lawsuit. I didn't have to say, all right, well, once you win your lawsuit 4 years from now, we can get your house modified and you can get out of the nursing home. No. They would go right into the house. The insurance companies were, although there were fights and disputes, they did a great job of paying this off.
And it was all self-funded. All funded by fees that were put on every car in the state. Every car, there was a fee paid and went into this fund that funded these. Well, it's thousands of people now that are a part of this catastrophic care system. But the law was changed in June, and because of that, people that have a level of care will likely not have that same level of care starting July of 2020. And going forward, people catastrophically injured have caps on their injuries, some at $250,000, some at others. And the complaint was that Michigan drivers paid too much in auto insurance, that our auto insurance rates were off the charts. That's been the argument. But it doesn't look like people are going to save any money. It does look like the catastrophic care and the kind of care we've become accustomed to here will go away. And I just wonder what the cost is, because you have personal involvement as well, correct?
Correct. Unfortunately, my wife had a bad accident and my friend was killed, and it was a wrong way drunk driver. And she survived and is in a wheelchair and severely disabled, but very happy and fun to interact with and engaging. And we're at home with my family basically taking care of her all day, every day, because she can't be left alone. So instead of her going to a nursing home, she's at home, and I would argue happier than me and happier than most of the people I know.
So she gets this treatment, but under the changes in the law, that treatment will no longer be available the way it is. There are restrictions on how much time the family can provide care. There are restrictions on how much the caregivers can be paid and reimbursed by the insurance companies, all sorts of restrictions. And I wonder what you would say to those that say, well, wait a second, we're trying to save money and lower auto insurance rates. What would you say to somebody that still supports the changes made?
Well, look twice. I mean, number one, they didn't grandfather us in. Number two, you're not going to save money. The amount that your bill is going to go down is not very much, maybe $100 a year, maybe $200, maybe $20. When I looked at my numbers, it's hard to tell, for one. For two, our taxes are going to go up. Number three, I've got to buy more insurance as an umbrella to cover the other things that are going on, especially if, you know, one of my kids gets hit by a car as a pedestrian or is in the back seat of my car. You know, there's lots about this that I don't understand. I'm just a doctor. But I'll tell you, I'm going to buy insurance that I didn't have before.
Well, and as you look at this, Michigan was on the cutting edge and still is at the moment. It hasn't changed yet. When it comes to closed head injuries, brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, Michigan has had the ability because of this fund to do research and find new technologies and new techniques and new therapies and been on the cutting edge of the best medicine available, have they not?
We have. And looking at it from a doctor's point of view, how is 56 hours a week scientifically better than family taking care of people all day, every day? I mean, they're going to pay the money out, theoretically. Then why is family, where's the evidence that family are bad caregivers for patients like my wife? So for the state to come in and say that it's in their best interest, it feels like Big Brother coming in to tell me who they're going to pay for to take care of my wife. And the system now has been great. And the other thing is, Steve, they're going to cut wages to home health agencies by 45%. Now, these people are not, they're barely making minimum wage, right? How are they going to survive? So, and we bought this, and I have a contract. That's what the lawsuit's about, because I just don't see how it's constitutional. I paid into this fund, so, and I paid for this, and now it just got taken away based on what? So that's what our lawsuit is about.
So there has been a lawsuit filed, and well, there's a lot of pushback, as you know, a lot of disagreement over this, and there has been for quite some time now. So there's been a lawsuit filed because the law does not take effect until July, and the lawsuit is asking for the courts to declare this to be unconstitutional in its rollout. Again, it was signed in June by the governor, put together by a Republican legislature. A Democrat governor signed it, so everybody's involved here. But you hear horror stories of little kids being hit by cars after the law took effect, and then the governor backed off. She retreated and pushed the start date all the way back to July of 2020 so that the kids and so forth that were hurt are still covered. But where do we go from here, Doctor? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'm struggling. I have patients who I'm looking at now, and I don't know what to tell them. I mean, I don't know how to have the discussion about going on to Medicaid or going on to Medicare and moving out of your house. I'm struggling with this. I hope that politically we can either do a ballot proposal or the legislature will look at this and say, whoa, we did a bad thing. And if we can get this part of the law unconstitutional, maybe there'll be a push for this. That's what I'm hoping for.
Dr. Michael Andrea, greatly appreciate you being here. Board certified, the American Board of Physical Medicine Rehabilitation, the American Board of Electrodiagnostic Medicine, the American Board of Physical Medicine Rehab certified, and the list goes on and on and on. You're also an instructor currently at Michigan State University. So, I mean, your bona fides are long, your credibility undisputed. Thank you, Doctor, for being here today.
Well, thanks for making me sound better than I am, Steve.
You're doing great on your own. Thank you so much. We'll continue this conversation with other voices involved in this conversation because a lot of pushback against this new no-fault overhaul, if you will, and how insurance is done. It's 41 After on The Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome to Paycheckology, the only outlet where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. Paycheckology is a fun and friendly digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.